B-Pod Studios.
What's up?
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That doesn't look like the Bruins out there, Zoe.
Well, there's been a change of plans. We are here live at the Warrior Ice Arena for the Newton Country Day School Christmas game.
Is that what it is?
There's 50 children sprawled across the ice.
50? I think that's a conservative number.
I've been here for 20 minutes. Five of them have hit the wall full speed. That's the most entertaining thing I've... Get a shot at that, Hody. Go ahead. So just, we're here covering it live for you, folks. Nobody brings you sports
like
the
we
way
do.
The Sports Hub does. We're the hub of sports for all ages. It is skating is
sports.
A sport.
Sports.
Really? Is it a sport?
It's, I guess no, curling. It's an activity.
It's a, okay.
Just not what they're doing right now, that's an activity.
Okay.
98.5, the activity hub.
98.5, your Christmas
hub of activity.
Activity hub.
It's
hey, it's 8 degrees out. Where can we go where kids can play? Inside an ice rink.
I really can't stand the sound of children laughing, like, en masse. I can't.
Imagine being a teacher or a chaperone at this thing.
I don't mean it as a bit either. I think it goes back to my days in Albuquerque when I was constantly in need of a nap for reasons we won't get into.
Make you want to drink.
And there was a play area right next to this 400-square-foot studio apartment I lived in, and the kids would always interrupt my nap because they're out there playing and laughing.
Yeah.
Oh,
should have moved.
You have a box.
I did.
You have a box fan.
I moved three times in 2 years.
Oh, wow. Oh boy.
Way to go.
Way to go.
Wow.
All right. Mel, on to the show.
Yes, sir.
Shaughnessy's with us today.
Oh, he should be good. A lot of people pissed at him. He wants the book thrown at the Patriots. He should be good on that. He's probably got some good insight.
Okay. Also, news of the day is this. This is what we should start with. Jaguars have fired Tom Coughlin as their VP of football operations. He is out. He is fired. And Jason Lockett-Fora has a tweet that says the cons, that Bishad Khan, the owner, the cons have long had a fascination with the Patriot way and have heard a strong buzz. I'm guessing this means he, Jason Lockett-Fora, has heard a strong buzz, not the cons. So... excuse him on this sentence. He says the Patriot way and have heard a strong buzz about their potential interest in Scott Pioli and Josh McDaniels for weeks.
You weren't in Tuesday. He was in. And I bumped him. I'm like, look at Pioli. He's up there doing rounds with NFL Network, being interviewed. He's out there more now, starting to get seen more. Scott Pioli's job hunting right now. Interesting timing, given the fact that he's doing some morning shows this week. Oh, there's going to be some openings for GM jobs in this league. Pioli's pretty damn good. Pioli's a no-nonsense type guy. He's built it the way Parcells has built it in the past. Same thing with Bill in the early days here, early 2000s. That's interesting that's Pioli and maybe not Caserio.
Well, because Caserio's not available until after the draft.
That's a good point.
That's why.
Well, they got him, I don't want to say head
which
over.
Which is why Houston is really the best landing spot for him. Houston can get through the draft with their current co-GMs that they've assembled.
Right.
They can get through for now and then hire Caserio. Other teams are going to need a GM now.
Yeah,
the Jags need one
right
now. Like right now, guys, we need to hire one.
They need somebody to come in and say, what are we doing at quarterback? What are we doing? We keep Nick Foles, we go with Gardner Minshew, or we get somebody else. What are we doing here? I mean, think about what's happened to Jacksonville in a matter of 2 years. Not even 2 years, year and a half. We were down there thinking they're the new team. They're the new big dog in the AFC, right? Came up here, probably should have beaten an AFC title game. You had to play your ass off to fight back in that one. And they hand you your ass week two to start the season only a year ago. And then just hit rock bottom. Got rid of their best defensive player. Now they got a boatload for him, but they still got rid of him.
Right, which means their draft pick, though, looks
Beetle, fastest
their draft board looks good.
Fastest linebackers I've seen, ever. You think these other teams can run? You know, like the Ravens or who else? Who's else? Good young defense. Like the Rams were trending that way, and then they hit it too. But Jacksonville has just come unraveled. It's unbelievable what's happened in a year and a half.
So is that a place that Josh McDaniels would go?
I don't know. I don't think so. And I think it from this aspect that Josh is with a good organization here. For people I've talked to close to him, the next one's going to be his big jump. Is Jacksonville really the next big jump for him? Meaning, it's going to be like a Cowboys or a Giants or a Carolina. I think Carolina's more stable. Probably going to be more stable than Jacksonville. Khan's one of those owners. I'd be careful of these Tampa, Jacksonville owners that have a high interest overseas with the soccer. That we like to invest here. I don't look at Jacksonville and their facilities as saying, boy, we could really build a winner here. Like the stadium sucks. The facilities suck. That town down there, not good. Not a great fan base. I don't know. I don't look at like Jacksonville as a coveted job. Unless you have a great relationship with the GM that they want to bring in, whether that's Casario or a guy like Scott Pioli.
See, I look at it as there's a job would be bad because you have a bad owner. If you're a head coach in the league, you should grade the opportunity based on who owns it.
Yeah, I mean, Shad Khan's a better owner than like Dan Snyder.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he's been around the game enough.
Why
now.
Do you think Shad Khan is firing Tom Coughlin? Because the results aren't there.
Right.
And he wants to win. He's firing him, and he's going to pay more people to come in and try and fix it for him. The guy is filthy rich, as are many NFL owners, and he wants it to work. The guy wants to win.
So why is he a bad owner?
What was Marone?
He's not a bad owner.
Oh,
he's a good owner.
Oh, I thought you were...
I'm sorry.
When did Marone get
I should have clarified that. I think Shad Khan is probably a really good owner to work for.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere. He's invested in the success of the team.
I mean, you're going to be a head coach.
But to have the number...
And he wants football people to run the football. I don't think he's one of these owners that's getting involved, but he wants results. He wants a team that wins.
But you need to be involved to the extent where you don't have the NFL Players Association sending out a memo to all the players saying, whatever you do, don't sign in Jacksonville. And part of that comes down to the owner. So yeah, I understand he fired
absolutely
Coughlin.
That's a fair criticism.
But do you ever think that, I mean, you know, with... Take a handful of owners around the league. Not
Don't you
the,
think
not
that
the
was
best
part
of the
Coughlin's
best
firing?
Just to,
yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. But Shad Khan can't control where you go and get treated for injuries, or it's like he doesn't know all the stuff.
That's
goes
that's the job saying, of Tom Coughlin.
Yeah,
that's the job of Tom Coughlin.
Like if Bill Belichick, if Robert Kraft was involved in whatever like treatment stuff or was keeping an eye on that stuff with Bill, be like, what? This has nothing to do with you. This is strictly a football matter. Like. That's not...
But you're telling me it didn't get to Shad Khan at any point before the NFLPA put out that statement saying,
no,
like,
I see what you're saying.
25% you're right. of all complaints against NFL teams come from players with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
One out of four complaints is about this team. You're telling me he didn't find out about any of this? He didn't know about the $700,000 fine to one player for missing treatments in the offseason? He didn't know about anything going on until that came out 3 days ago, and then he turned around and fired Tom Coughlin? You gotta be more hands-on than that.
That's fine. I mean, that's fair, but I also think that there's value in a guy who wants to let the football guys run the football operation.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad owner, but I don't think the situation in Jacksonville is pretty good. They got rid of Coughlin. No, there's some other issues going on there. Probably from ownership and
I mean,
probably
if anything,
from other people
Hardy,
in the building.
That, right? That being allowed to happen, and that screams Tom Coughlin, the guy that if you're not, you know, 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
Oh, my clock goes 5 minutes faster than yours. Oh, you're late.
Total
now.
Hardo. Like,
what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's an old school
hard ass.
Old school military guy.
Yeah, but even when he was an old school guy, he was old school and was making ridiculous. He had these same types of complaints against him with the Giants.
Strahan went nuts.
Strahan
almost didn't play that year they won.
Couldn't stand the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always was one of these guys that was.
You could almost
over
say
the top just for the sake of being over the top.
They changed the live pad rule for the 17 padded practices because of Coughlin and the Giants. That's how many complaints were filed there, that they were going hard in New York. You know, just way or the highway. Put your helmet on during water break.
You would hope that whoever gets that job is not going to have to clean house entirely, just for the sake of the guys who have jobs there in Jacksonville, who probably didn't like the way things were being run and realized that this was a disaster waiting to happen. And a new GM is going to do it anyway. He's going to bring in a lot of his own people, but it can't be everyone there on staff was of the same mindset that Coughlin was.
A year ago, they had really good players. Like, your base is there. You know, it's not like you're walking
but in. But if anything,
this totally strip covered.
This, to me, if he was not involved, I think that makes it even more attractive to the coaches themselves. Oh, the guy's not involved? Great. I mean, that's the last thing that GM candidates and coaching candidates want, is someone that's looking over their shoulder.
Right.
And so, in a strange way, it may even help him. But I look at Shad Khan as a good owner, not a bad one to work for. It's probably not a bad place to be in charge of football compared to some other places. So I wouldn't grade it based on the market or the fans or those things. I'd base it on who am I working for. And is he going to sign on to what my vision is for what this thing is going to be? And if he's obsessed with the Patriot way, who better?
Right.
Right? Than a Patriots coach and a former Patriots director of player personnel.
More the GM, too, and that's how you build it, those type of players, right? Like, Pioli has that ingrained in him. That's in his DNA, that base. He built it in Atlanta. He helped Dimitrov down there. You know, when he went to Atlanta and helped him, they worked together down there.
Well, it didn't go so well in Kansas City.
Yeah, but they had good players. He did. He had good defensive players. And they just didn't have a quarterback.
617-779-0985. But it brings up this larger point, and that is there will be plenty of opportunity for Josh McDaniels to leave and go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is something that's becoming more and more clear as we get to the end of the season. So we'll talk more about that. Josh McDaniels, could it be Jacksonville for Josh McDaniels? Also, Sean McDermott is not commenting on a sideline incident from earlier this season.
Oh, when he had his panties in a bunch?
We'll get to that coming up next. Shaughnessy will be with us coming up at 11.
This is the home of the Bruins. The Bruins. Joe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Prior to the last game, it seemed like you were a little upset with a couple of Patriots staffers pregame. Just wondering what happened there, and did you have to have any talk with the Patriots coaching staff about the events leading up to that?
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm not going to comment on that. That was the last game. I don't think it's worth getting into.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Sean McDermott, no commenting on the last game. Do you make anything of that?
No, he acted like a jackass that day. Because the Patriots sideline is the opposite side. There's only one tunnel you come out in Buffalo, right in one end zone. So both teams come out of the same tunnel.
Yeah.
Anybody can warm up out there in the field. They stand there at the 50 and stare down at the other side. So I don't. McDermott's bitching because Brian Belichick and one of the other scouts are taking their time getting in. They walk that entire sideline down, and then you see him tucking the.
So,
like, he made an ass of himself.
Jim, I want to hear. Hyped up. I want to hear from Jim Law. What did you think when you heard that, Jim? The no comment.
No comment keeps it as a story.
See, I disagree. I think he did a good job of playing it down and trying to kill it. I genuinely believe he wants.
I don't know if he knows how to handle.
I don't think he is.
It pisses him off by no commenting. It still pisses him off.
That, oh, he's still hardo. Right.
I
agree with Jim on this. Like, he doesn't think he did anything wrong. He's bitching at that. Yeah.
I think he did a good job of making it try and go away. Yeah, that was last game. We're not talking about that. No, I don't have anything more to say about
play
that.
Play Renegade.
It happened.
Play Your Love.
It happened. It's over. Did he say it's over? Is that what he said? Or just say it happened? Happened last game.
It happened. I don't want to talk about it. It's not something worth talking about right now. What, are you going to wait till after the year?
Maybe.
He didn't say it was nothing. He just said,
is there a chance you could play this team three times this year? Is there a realistic chance you could get this team three times?
Remember
Jets? Yeah, they had the Jets.
That could happen.
Remember that game, 45-3? Oh, no, that ended the divisional round. Ugh.
I thought it was Stay out of the frame. I thought it was a good job of trying to end the thing, is what I thought.
Jim just doesn't like McDermott, nor do I.
He's got a little bit of a whiny quality about him.
He does. He absolutely does. Yeah. You're right about that.
He's a bitch.
You're totally right about that.
Totally.
I thought he could have done worse. If he had just said no comment, like, no, can't talk about that, or something along those lines, I think you're like, what do you mean?
I'm interested to see how well they travel this weekend.
Meaning what?
Fans.
Oh, fans.
Yeah. It's like, normally you don't get a ton of Buffalo fans.
I meant the Bills.
No, Pittsburgh will travel here. Like, Dallas will travel here. You know?
Yeah.
Their teams, Baltimore, will travel. Buffalo having an end to travel. This is a big one for them.
Well,
like, they get this one, they are feeling damn good about themselves.
What are tickets going for? You always have a feel for the ticket market.
Yeah.
Hardy, is this weekend going to be a sellout?
Here's your problem.
Are we got a sellout on tap this weekend?
Is this tough ticket? Is this toughest ticket to get in 20 years?
Not what I've been told. Saturday. Saturday before Christmas. A lot of people make plans. Some people have parties.
That's true.
Some people travel. Some people have family coming in and you need to entertain.
Yeah, it's not tomorrow an easy, night. It's not Saturday, an easy weekend.
The game
for a
being
lot of
moved.
People. They have a lot of families.
As much as we enjoy the 4:30, it's going to be loopy for you. Know, great for Foxborough fans and that. You can sleep in on Sunday and all that. As much as we look at it that way, there's another way to look at it for lack of demand for the ticket.
Plus, when you look at
even
it,
though it's banged
when
out.
When you look at this on the calendar 3 months ago,
don't say, "Boy, that's the one I want." It's looked at as like almost
Buffalo in December.
Let's see. Today is the 21st. So now, even just looking at it, you know, not here in the moment, but it's like 21st. That's almost Christmas. And what, a Buffalo? I don't want to go to a Buffalo game.
A date, and the date wasn't determined.
Yeah, sell the tickets.
They didn't announce the date of the game until what, a month ago?
Yeah, not even. I'm less than that, I thought.
So at the start of the season, you didn't even know if it was going to be Saturday or Sunday. You couldn't make plans around that date.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. See? Mm.
Right. So Zoe's ticket report is softening.
Soft ticket.
Soft market.
Hey, feel like temperature at ticket time? Ticketable. This is ticketable. It's a ticketable
game.
It's
a ticketable event.
I think you can walk up and get one on the street pretty quick.
That means it's going to be a great crowd.
That means
that is. He's right. You mean in the sense that it will be loud?
No. And in
drunk,
the sense that yes, loud drunk football
fans
are going
to be. Easier ticket is a better crowd. It's people that are happy to be there.
It's not a corporate event. You're going to party and you're going to yell.
The wine and cheese crowd checks out. I've been saying for weeks that this is going to be the most sauced crowd of the season.
You're going through your closet right now. You're looking. There's a Gronkowski. There's a Brady. Ooh, there's a Hightower. What man's name do I want to wear?
Because when you're cold,
this game.
My experience is you
what
just
other guy's
drinking.
Name do I want to wear my back?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Keep drinking. Slushed.
Keep drinking until you can't feel your face.
Hey, on. Which one of my game jerseys fits over the snowsuit I'm wearing? Like, you have the full one-length snowmobile suits. Yep. Good football crowd, it should be. And that's good. It's good for the home team. Should help. Going to need them.
But you wonder how they're going to travel as a result.
Yeah, I mean,
get some Bills fans.
But there's like a lot of chatter out in Buffalo. Like, they're having their parties there. You know, they were waiting at 2:30 in the morning out at the airport for them. They're breaking tables
there. Saw that.
They going to travel with that? They're going to travel here and break tables?
No, but they might travel to the game.
Yeah, but I'm not used to Buffalo home games here where you got a pretty good Buffalo crowd. Yeah. It's the first time in a long time.
First time in a long time that there's a real team in the division that is threatening for
playing a real game
the division
December.
In the final weeks of the season.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I can't remember the last.
It's fun, but it's also sort of scary. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You lose, man. Just think about losing. You lose this game, and say you end up giving that number 2 seed away to Kansas City. Now you're playing wild card weekend.
But
you'll host a game.
But just as you say, if they you're talking about this game as if it's possible they lose the game, which I'm right there with you. I'm worried about them winning the game.
See,
worried about them winning the game?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this seems pretty good.
This is a good team with a good defense. Josh Allen sucks.
See, you can win next week against Miami and still win the division.
Hardy? I did.
You could still win a game next week and still win a division, but you're playing wild card weekend.
Yeah, you're now playing.
And then you got to go on the road to where? Kansas City or Baltimore?
In the early going?
That's like a death scenario. Think about it. Yeah, because Kansas City and Baltimore would have the 1 and the 2. You lose to Baltimore, you jeopardize giving up the number 2 seed.
That's not
good. You lose to Buffalo, you
jeopardize.
Needing
to win 3 games instead of 2 to get there.
As hurt as they are? Yeah, I don't, Baltimore rested people for 3 weeks.
Do you think if you have to play wild card round that they can make it to the Super Bowl? I don't.
No,
I don't. I don't think they can.
I don't. Nah, Dak's too stacked. See, Baltimore's talking about resting guys. They'll have 3 weeks off. See, that's another thing. Do you rest all your guys? Like, do you lose your rhythm? That team's hot right now.
Rest when?
Last game of the season. Talking about like resting, like,
oh,
Jackson,
things are wrapped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. If I'm the Patriots, yep.
No. Baltimore resting people. They're talking about resting guys.
Oh, yeah, they would. I'm saying if the Patriots can do it,
like,
if
that's
they
3 weeks off.
If something happens here where they can secure the two seed, which is possible, right? They can secure the two seed this weekend.
Sure.
With a Kansas City loss.
Yes.
So if that happens, then I would be resting in the final week if I were them. Mm. They need it. Mm. They probably need it more than any of those other teams you just mentioned, injury-wise.
I don't know that it's going to make a big difference 1 week, but it can't hurt. And you're talking about, like, degrees of wellness right now. I mean, it's just, you know, it's one step for one guy that can make all the difference between being open and getting open on a big third down play and not being in the right place for at the right time. And that's it. It's degrees of wellness. You don't expect anyone to get fully healthy just with a week's rest. But if you can get a few degrees healthier, that can make all the difference.
So, like, how much does, like, 4 days of no contact help a guy like Edelman?
Oh.
See what I'm saying? I'm watching the practice video from yesterday. Just the stuff that we saw that was filmed, he's not moving great.
Right.
I know he's limited. He was listed as limited, and he didn't do everything. But, like, why not just go sit in a hot tub?
Well, according to that one online doctor, it's patellar tendonitis or something.
Oh, the Doc Flynn one?
Yeah. No, not Doc Flynn. No, it was the other doctor.
Dr. Chow.
Dr. Chow?
Dr. Chow.
A whole story about it in the San Diego Union Tribune.
Dr. Chow says, oh, that's patella tendonitis. All the rest in the world ain't going to help that. He ain't be laid up till Easter. Like, what? How did you examine him? Nah, look at him on the TV set. Oh.
He's good. He's good at doing that. You can't.
Oh, he's more informed than I am.
Can't say he isn't. Can't say he's not good at looking at that TV, coming up with what's wrong. I mean, his hit rate's probably at least 60%. He's better.
Diagnosing patellar tendonitis.
He's right more than half the time.
Watching the CBS broadcast. Okay.
The same broadcast the rest of us see. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. We're here at Warrior today. Bruins have a matchup tonight with the Islanders that they'll be getting ready for with their morning skate next hour here at Warrior. We might throw that into the mix, talking a little Patriots here to start the day, and also some very sad news last night, Zoe, that we should address, and you should pay your respects to someone who passed away.
How many feet in a mile, Petey?
That's right. We'll get to that coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Did your blockers fumble the football or did you fumble the football?
How many feet are in a mile, Petey?
How many feet are in a mile? 5,280 feet. How many feet are in a mile?
3,564 feet.
You pick this ball up.
Petey, give me the damn ball.
You run every one of them.
You carry that
ball.
That
you're killing me, Petey.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be light.
We play that, because Herman Boone,
Coach Boone
from Remember the Titans, the real Coach Boone, who the movie was inspired by.
Best football movie.
Portrayed by Denzel Washington, as we know. The real Herman Boone passed away yesterday at the age of 84. And obviously is most famous for having helped lead T.C. Williams to a state championship.
I played with a kid who went to T.C. Williams.
Beating 15 all-white teams back in the early 70s. 1971 were the Titans winning against everybody else. Were they actually the Titans in real life?
Yes.
They were, okay. Yeah. So Herman Boone, the real Coach Boone,
passed
away. 84, cancer.
How many feet in a mile, Petey? Sunshine.
That is now...
Colonel? Boy wants to play quarterback. Well, we got a quarterback. Sunshine. Who did he pick the ball up and hit?
Yeah. So I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, we're going to be out here all night. I got this one. Yeah. Turn the lights on. I'm going to make a football player out of you.
I've never seen it in its entirety.
You never saw... If that thing came on tonight, I'd sit there and watch the whole thing.
It's the best Disney... It's made by Disney. It's the best Disney film.
I think it's the best football movie out.
Disney movie they've ever made.
Yeah, I think it's the best football movie.
With real people in them. You know what I mean? Not cartoon movies.
Yeah.
Like all the movies that Disney has made,
I don't have a list in my head.
Go on Disney Plus now. You know all the movies that Disney has made, and you're like, oh, there's Remember the Titans. Best one in there.
Isn't Miracle a Disney movie?
Yep, it is.
It's better than Miracle?
Better than Miracle. Yes. And Miracle's great. Hey, I like to put down Miracle. It's better than Miracle.
I like All the Right Moves. I like the program. I like Rudy.
All the Right Moves is Disney movie?
No, now he's mentioning football movies.
This is my...
Topless Leah Thompson?
This is my favorite football movie alone. Yeah, alone. Best Disney. Yeah, I think it's the best Disney movie. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing. It makes you feel good.
Live.
Gary
action.
Gary Bertier. Julius.
It's my favorite football movie.
And Yusuf, the thing, Ride the Peace Train. That's a great soundtrack to this movie.
Yeah, add that in.
The movie soundtrack alone's great. Well, I know they've been...
Better than Maleficent?
Boys, best defense I've seen in 20 years around here. You tell that coach.
Seabiscuit? Yeah, it's better than Seabiscuit.
Yeah. Officer.
Do we have Zoe doing the radio, the impression of the person on the radio in that movie?
Oh, yeah, Jim was there.
It's the shout-out to the Titans as they get ready to take on it, fam. Let's get out there and support the hometown team.
Hit the post and everything.
Let's show your team spirit. Everybody get out. TC Titans take on rival team. Let's go, Titans. Yeah. I love that movie.
Better than the Apple Dumpling Gang?
Hayden Panettiere. What is that? Right?
Hayden Panettiere is a little girl.
Kid.
That's yeah, when she was a little kid.
Yeah.
Although I haven't seen her in much lately.
I don't think she grew much.
I don't think she's all that active as an actress.
Yeah. Not really good actress. Just...
Artie's now trying to find a movie that's better than that.
A live action Disney movie.
Can't. Oh, what about The Game Plan by The Rock? A bad football movie, by the way.
What about Bedknobs and Broomsticks? That's Disney? That sounds filthy.
Is Hocus Pocus Disney? No.
I don't think you're going to find one.
Hocus Pocus, pretty cute movie.
That Darn Cat?
No.
You're striking out. 617-779-0985.
Escape to Witch Mountain.
Nope, still not better.
You can't find one. Miracle's a good second, though. Miracle's a great movie.
Are we sure that's Disney?
Yeah, Disney made that one.
It is.
Absolutely. Yep.
You get it with that new Disney app?
I don't know why you know this.
What's that app?
Me?
Yes.
Because of Disney Plus.
Oh, because you scroll through all the movies.
Yeah, you scroll through every movie that they have in there, and you're like, this is the best movie they've ever made.
He needs the Disney movies, yeah.
Go in Disney Plus, you'll know exactly what they've got.
God.
What they've made over the years. I can't find one better than Remember the Titans.
I'm telling you, Beto, you want to save yourself a trip to Disney World, get rid of all that Disney crap out of your house right now.
They're not that big on it.
Don't let them obsess over it.
They're really not.
You take those little suckers down to Disney, their heads will go wacko down there. They'll love it.
No. Greg in New Hampshire on Remember the Titans. Hi, Greg.
Hi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing. Who's this?
Scott Zolak. Who's this?
Hey, Zol, it's Greg. His end killed Harry, brother.
Oh, hey. The in Kill Harry guy. What's up, Greg?
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, right? When I went to see Brady, like, while you're on the phone with me, I went to a preseason game, 2000, last one against Carolina, rookie season for Brady.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I bought one pack of football cards, and that pack was his official rookie card, and I met him after the game. I told you about it.
Yeah, you've told us this story before.
Yeah. And he was holding his backpack, he was with the hat. Well, anyways, he signed that card and he put his college number under it. And I asked, I guess I had him pissing his pants laughing, my girlfriend said, because I was drinking. I guess he was waiting for a run.
We've now heard that story twice, Greg. Thank you.
I think Greg's drinking again.
Tell it again and get him back.
Yeah. I wanted to tell the one when he first met Brady.
I heard an autograph story the other day about Tom Brady that it's someone we work with. I'll tell you later. Who went to an event with Brady's rookie year and had a football and had a bunch of players signing the football, but told didn't want Brady on it because he didn't want to ruin it with the third string quarterback.
Oh.
And so he specifically kept the football a little tucked away while sitting at a table with Tom Brady, like, oh, I don't want him to sign this. This is a good ball, got good signatures on it, you know.
Some
Bledsoe, Terry Glenn, I'm sure, Brewski maybe.
Why can't you? Like, why can't
oh,
you
I don't want that guy on it. Ruin the ball.
Well, I mean, that's a funny story. Why can't you say who it is?
I don't know if he wants that story.
I've been in that position before. Where you'd be out, Drew.
I think someone come over and say, Drew, sign us, please. Okay, thanks, Drew. Hey, Hazel, how you doing?
I have a football.
I know. It's someone single signature.
Gave me as a kid this really nice white panel, those white panel balls you see everywhere now.
Yeah.
It was a big deal back then. And I was at training camp one year, and I'll never forget my dad was pissed at me because I ruined the football with Derek Cullors' autograph. He was like,
damn, smart guy.
What are you doing? What that you ruined the football?
How old were you?
I was probably like 10 or 11.
Oh,
he was like, you ruined the ball. There you go. You ruined it. You got all these, you know, you got Willie McGinnis, Terry Glenn. You've got all these like real players on there. And then you had to go and get Derek Cullors. Now you've ruined it with Derek Cullors.
So the guy who wears game jersey to the mall.
He was like, you're proud of yourself. You're proud of you. You ruined the football.
Like a high
you're
school game day. You ruined it, kid.
Yeah, yeah. At Attleboro, at Emerald Square Mall. I remember guys were in a food court. They're like, that mother bleeper wears freaking game jersey.
Well, let people know who he was.
Walking around
no
the
one
football.
Else is going to
just doing laps, the third level of the mall. Right? You walk the mall, trying to pick up chicks, right? Go by the perfume counter. Hey, what kind of smell is that? That's nice.
Derek also Cullors.
Musky. Yeah.
Derek Cullors. Ruined it with Derek Cullors.
Jesus, Derek Cullors.
Third level of the mall. Up there with all the shops.
Third levels.
Aren't quite levels. To go first or second. Nice. It's the second Yankee candle store up there, the yes. one without the good candles.
It's down there by
the
lids.
Yeah.
It's the fourth lids.
Yeah, really. The fourth lids yeah. and the second Yankee
keep going.
Candle.
Down there by Zell's, right there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That one stationery shop. Somehow they got a lease.
617-779-0985.
What's that purpose name of a perverted store at the mall?
Spencer Gifts?
Yeah, yeah. Sell some weird stuff. Yeah.
Does that still exist?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. It tells you how long. When was the last time you went to a mall?
I haven't been in a while. I really haven't.
Oh, when
I went to the mall the other day, but I went to Milton's, and it's right at the front of the mall. So it's like you don't actually walk through the whole mall.
When we
it's,
went out for
it's
our,
right there at the front,
our lovely dinner a couple weeks ago, I was in the mall to get to that Davio's,
which is right next door to Milton's.
Walk through the mall. Yeah, you weren't.
But there's
that's
no,
when you couldn't go.
Yeah, that's
to,
when so. You weren't there. We didn't invite you.
No.
But it's like not in. You don't have to like walk through the whole mall.
Right.
It's just right there near the exit.
Yeah. But still, that was the first time I'd been in a mall in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice.
Huh.
It was a nice meal.
You were out of town.
We enjoyed ourselves.
That's good planning on your part.
That's why we planned it for that weekend.
That's why we planned it for that weekend. We've got Dan Shaughnessy scheduled to join us coming up at 11. We've also got something, a best of moment from 2019 coming your way next.
Zillack and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is one where at your injury of a broken jaw may actually be applicable to Zdeno Chara's broken jaw. Kevin in Fairhaven is an orthodontist.
Put in a couple screws, you get some swelling. That's a typical bar fight. You get punched in the chin. You break what's called the condyle. Maybe make him a little bit of a thicker mouth guard and he'll be good to go.
Rich in Quincy broke his jaw playing hockey.
I actually got punched in the face in a street fight, but I was still playing for the UMass Boston hockey team. I had to keep scissors on the bench in case I needed to cut the bands off in case I had to throw up.
Craig in Tampa once took a slap shot off the jaw.
New England state semifinal hockey. I lived on painkillers like Tic Tacs. Every time you move your body, not even to the side, you felt it.
Michael has had a broken jaw.
2000, and I believe it was one, Okinawa, Japan.
Nice!
I thought I had loose teeth. He's like, no, look in the mirror. I was moving half my jaw.
Oh, that was so great. I love playing back some of this stuff from the year. That was obviously back in May when Zdeno Chara broke his jaw. And we got every call describing broken jaws ever.
I've forgotten about Chara's jaw.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember that?
Yeah. I can't get that one to work. Do you know how to work that thing, Beetle?
No, I've never seen anything like this.
This one's already working.
You'll be happy to know, Hardy, that my dad is texting me. He's still pissed about the Derek Colors football.
Yeah.
All these years later. Still mad about it.
I don't know.
He's not one to let things go.
You think you'd get a little wiggle room being a, 10-year-old punk. Not your dad.
We got something else from the year, too. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. We have this. Jim was digging through some of the stuff from the year.
Yeah.
Final couple of shows together this year. We figured why not roll out some of this best of material.
Tomorrow's our Christmas show.
Like you with Fred. We were just talking about this the other day. Here it is.
You're like one of the heads on Morning Drive. You got to stop bitching about the two-car garage because you're compensated well.
I didn't say it wasn't compensated well. You guys are all out of your mind. Oh, everyone's
you're
so smart.
Poor
and I'm so dumb.
Got a garage.
I'm not poor. I'm very well compensated. Believe me. I'm rich.
Then buy a snowblower.
I have a snowblower.
So why didn't you use it to get your car out?
Are you telling me that you can snowplow 5 feet of ice? Are you telling me that?
Stay out.
Oh, you are such a liar.
You are such a liar. What, the ice from the plow on your street?
Yes.
Yeah, I did it this morning.
Oh, you're a liar.
The plow came down my street and I did my
Where on your street are you?
Where on my street?
Like in terms of where they're making the turn. I'm right on the turn. So all that snow accumulates at the foot of my driveway.
So there is a wall of snow at the end of your driveway, almost as tall as you are.
5 feet.
That's a big wall.
I don't know. You just got to chip away at it, pal.
Yeah, I tried to, you dummy.
You got
to
figure it out. Everybody else figures it out.
I was in a car at 6:40 this morning. I did all I could.
What time does your show start?
6.
Because that's, I would leave that, like, I would like leave me. That part of the testimony out of the trial
like
later.
6:40.
6:40. All right, we're back live now. Wow.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. 5 foot wall of frozen ice.
Do you know what I think he meant? Now that I'm listening to it again, I think he meant 5 feet in depth. Not in height.
No,
yeah, and you know what? It's not that either. So it's not 5 feet wide. It wasn't 5 feet tall. It was neither one of those things. It was go outside, look at it.
Fred won't let the show.
Oh, now what?
What do?
He's not using
the snowblower
for some reason. I think he should start using it.
2 days ago, we got him for, why would you take your wife's car? Well, never thought of that.
Yeah, that was good.
The other car you own.
That was good. Yeah, when he had the flat.
Well, she's got to get the kids to school. I said, well, what's more important? Those kids get to school, you get to work.
Well, you know, you have extra time to figure out how to get the kids to school. Hey, you know what? I got to take your car. You're going to have to call AAA. You're going to have to in order to get the kids to school. But you got a couple hours because it is presumably sometime around 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
And you don't have to leave here for at least 2 hours. So,
you know what?
You'll be able to get that done.
Jim,
right?
Jim?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Our guy Jim Lauf woke up with a flat tire today.
Jim's never been late.
Guess what Jim did? Drove to the gas station and filled it up and came to work.
Is that the same flat he's been dealing with?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to bite the bullet and buy some tires today.
Yeah, we're gonna call someone.
Got 123,000 miles on those bad boys.
Get an appointment for you at Town Fair Tire.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Nobody beats Town Fair deal.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Nope. 617-779-0985. Craig in Tingsboro. Craig.
Oh. Wow.
Hey guys, I just wanted to share a Tom Brady autograph.
Yeah.
Back when I was in my early 20s, I'm 40 now, I ended up with some tickets to the what they called practice day or draft day, where you get to go watch the draft at the Patriots bubble.
Yep.
And they had a bunch of guys signing autographs, and I was there for Adam Vinatieri, who was all the way at the end. And I felt bad walking by all these other guys and essentially telling them I didn't want their autograph. So I had them all sign it. And, you know, they ended up, that year was the first year they won the Super Bowl, and they ended up with, I think, 5 or 6 injuries of their starting line. So I got basically the entire starting line, including Tom Brady, on a football sort of by accident. So I just wanted to share that story.
That worked out.
That's nice. Well.
Yeah, that worked out.
It's a good one.
I felt bad for someone. I was scrolling through Facebook, and there's this, like, Leroy Neiman, really nice, like, you know, those artistic paintings that smudge of Brady.
Those are nice.
And it's signed. Signed by Brady.
You can buy those at a kiosk in the mall.
Not signed by Brady. Felt bad for this guy. He's like charging this huge amount. Like, that's not his signature.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even close.
But you still have a beautiful piece of artwork.
I mean, it's a hell of a painting if you can get that.
Hang in Demi Moore's apartment in St. Elmo's Fire. Where that goes.
Oh, my God. I wanted that.
Yeah.
Steve in the car. Hey, Steve, on Remember the Titans.
So, didn't Steph Jordanovich put a stamping on you when you guys played Empire? Is that why you don't like that movie?
Ooh. Oh, I like All the Right Moves. It was filmed around my hometown. I love that. I'm just saying, I think Remember the Titans is the best football movie. I put All the Right Moves number two.
All right, and Pete's Dragon is the best Disney movie. The original with
Billy Callis. Pete's Dragon.
Who's the guy from... George of it from All the Right Moves.
I've never seen Pete's Dragon. What's Pete's calling us?
Paul Carafotis.
Scalvucci, right?
Yeah, Salvucci.
Salvucci.
He is in the
big fan of ours.
Most recent season of Mindhunters, which you can watch. And I was just emailing back and forth with him the other day.
You were?
Yeah.
What's he been up to? We haven't heard from him.
I think
in a
he
while.
Sent a bunch of his books. You know, he does that children's book series, Charlie Bubbles. I think Charlie he sent Bubbles. A bunch to Christmas in the City.
Oh, very nice.
And we're going to play golf next time he's in town,
that's
presumably
very nice.
In the summer. This is a well attended morning skate. Everybody is
packed.
Out there.
Packed.
Cassidy's out there skating laps with the boys before. Now they're breaking out into some drills. Everybody's out there. This looks mandatory here this morning, Beetle.
Good showing.
When
you've lost this many games.
Get your head out of your ass,
Kate. 6 of 7 now.
When you get popped by the Kings after leading, 3-2 toward the end of the third period, and then you allow that equalizer and then get beaten overtime, guess what? Everybody's skating on game day. The boys just plan on being here Thursday morning. Yep, everyone's out there.
They look active.
Ryan is in Chelmsford. We'll get to Ryan before Dan Shaughnessy
joins
us in a minute. What's up?
Hey guys, how you doing, Ryan in Chelmsford? I appreciate you guys taking my call. I got a baseball story.
We'll take
it. I was probably 11 years old, same age as you are with the football, and my practice team said, "Grab all your baseballs. We're all meeting at the field, and we're all going to play." My baseball team. I said, "All right, sounds good." So I'm running around the house, grabbing all the baseballs, and then everybody's hitting them. They're all gone. And I get 3 of them back, okay? I get home, and I see my dad sitting there, and it was a Jackie Robinson signed baseball gone.
It was in the bucket of balls?
It was in the bucket of balls that I brought with me.
How did it end up in the bucket of balls?
This is like...
It was in my room. It was in my room.
It's like Sandlot.
It was just hanging out in my room, gone forever.
Oh, man.
That's not Someone's got it.
I saw.
I bet
that
no
movie.
One does have it. I bet it's in a. It's either gone or it's in the a bucket in someone else's garage, and they don't even know they have it.
It sounds a little too Sandlot-ish for
it
me.
It is
to
very
believe.
Sandlot-ish.
A little too Sandlot-ish.
Very.
Anyway,
Sandlot-ish.
I got that story. Anyway, I'm a janitor over at MIT. My best friend's Ben Affleck. I'm like, what? What are you telling us now?
It's really wicked smart math.
Dan Shaughnessy will be with us in 90 seconds after the headlines go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.